listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, Breakout Radio Church. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church here on this Father's Day Sunday 2019. I want to welcome all of you that are attending church here as we broadcast live from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. And it's a delight to have you in church today. Of course, Breakout Radio Church is a global missions church. Without walls, we're comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Of course, we're a house of prayer for all nations. So here we are, Father's Day 2019, and Gene is coming to join me in prayer. And we just want to say happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there.
Yes, we do. Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers. And I want to especially wish my husband a happy Father's Day today. He's a wonderful husband, dad, and papa. And he has not only his biological kids and grandkids, but many spiritual kids and grandkids that he has set a path for them to follow. And I just want to honor him today and let him know that I love him.
Oh, thank you very much, Gene. I appreciate that so very, very much. And I appreciate all of those, all of you that already sent me maybe a Happy Father's Day message. I know one young lady said, Happy Father's Day. This day always has a few moments of sadness for me. Said, I lost my dad in 1988. I was 24 years old. He was such an amazing man, funny, loving, and my biggest fan. He nicknamed everybody, and then 2004, I lost my father-in-law, who was equally an amazing man. My comfort is knowing that they're together in heaven with my Heavenly Father. Now my day is all about joy. I have a spiritual father, Dale Gentry, who I love dearly. He's always there to support me, and I'm so thankful God has placed him in my life. So thank you very, very much for this message and others that have sent me messages, and wow. I woke up this morning and Gene had given me a special Father's Day card. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all of you dads. We're going to appreciate Devin and Rhonda Kinzer. They're joining us here at Breakout Radio Church today as well. And they'll be helping us with the service. And we are going to pray. We're going to pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done. And then we're going to have some praise and worship time with my spiritual grandson, Leland Mooring. So Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement for a wonderful day here at Breakout Radio Church. It's going to be a wonderful day, and I just pray that you would anoint the service. I pray that you would anoint our ears to hear, our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive. And we just pray, Lord, that this will be a wonderful, wonderful day here at Breakout Radio Church. We thank you for all of our members. We bless them. And right now we're holding every one of their names in our hands. This morning I was up praying and blessing every one of you. I called every one of your names in prayer. So we bless our members today. Yes. We bless one of our members, Benedine Johnson, is recovering from surgery that she had on Friday. And one of our partners, Betty Lester, who's had surgery, Kathy Greenlee, who's having surgery, and all of those that need prayer today. We ask that your will, plan, and purpose be done in the service today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's have some praise and worship, and I'm going to be back. I've got a Father's Day sermon that I'm going to preach. Here's Leland Mooring, our spiritual grandson, And he's going to lead us in this wonderful song, The Lion and the Lamb. So let's praise and worship him today here at Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you today. We bow before you, declaring, God, that you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Lord, we praise you. We bless you. We honor you here at Breakout Radio Church on this Father's Day Sunday morning, 2019. You are a good God. You're an awesome God, mighty God. And we give you praise and honor, the honor that is due unto your name. We honor you, Father God. We bless you. And we bless all of the fathers that are listening today, attending church today here at Breakout Radio Church. We thank you, Lord, for BPNradio.com that broadcasts these services every Sunday and all during the week. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you. We ask, O God, that you bless the ministry of the Word today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians. I want to read from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse number 1. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse number 1. I'm so delighted to be able to preach the gospel. I've been preaching the gospel for 53 years. Gene and I have, of course, been in full-time ministry for 52 years. And thousands of Sundays, I've been able to preach the word. I'm so very, very thankful to be able to preach more people than ever before in my lifetime that listen and join me at Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world. Here's what it says, Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Here is the crux of the scripture. Honor, give honor to your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, and that you might live long on the earth. And so what does honor mean? Well, I checked it out with the dictionary, and it says high respect, great esteem, a person, a thing that brings credit, a title of respect, something regarded as a rare opportunity and bringing pride and pleasure, a privilege, a special distinction. That's what honor is. And so what did he say? He said, I want you to give honor to your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That's amazing. The first commandment with promise is to give honor. It doesn't mean you give honor if you like them, love them, or like them, or if they've treated you well all of your life. It doesn't mean that you give honor to only those that give honor to you and that bless you and they're kind to you. It says give honor to your father. And sometimes that is very easy. Sometimes it's very difficult because many of you have suffered a lot, maybe abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse at the hands of your father. And yet, there is still a commandment that we are to honor our father regardless. And this is a day to do it. And the reason that we honor them is because we know that God sanctioned fatherhood. He sanctioned fatherhood. And if you'll just look at the book of Matthew, you will find the very importance of fatherhood. You know, in Matthew chapter 1, it just starts off Matthew chapter 1. This is a record of the ancestors of Jesus the Messiah. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Every time it's saying father, Jacob was the father of Judah. Judah was the father of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Abinadab. Abinadab was the father of Nashon. Nashon was the father of Salmon. And it just goes down. Each generation, it talks about the father and the son, the father and the son, the father and the son. And the blessing started with God. God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you, and then you are going to bless your son, your grandson, and then you are going to bless the descendants. So we got to realize today here at Breakout Radio Church that the blessing comes from the Father. Father God, our eternal Father, Jehovah God, and the blessing also comes from our biological father or our spiritual father. And so the blessing was passed down from one generation to another generation. God is a generational God. Today I'll have a Father's Day meal with my son, my daughter-in-law. That is the next generation. And then I'll have a meal with some of my grandsons and granddaughters, because God is a generational God. And I want the generation, the generational blessing to be passed down. My grandpa Jim passed down the blessing to my dad, O.C., Orb Clyde Gentry. Then he passed down the blessing to me, and now I'm passing the blessing down to my children and my grandchildren, and they in turn will pass the blessing down to their children and grandchildren. God is a generational God, and the devil hates that. He wants to break up generations. He wants to create hatred toward the father, so that their children will hate their grandfather, and their children will hate their great-great-grandfather. And that's not the way it's supposed to happen, because the blessing comes from the Father. And so we find in Matthew chapter 1 that the blessing, that God continues to recognize the generations. He said Ammon was the father of Josiah, and Josiah was the father of Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim was the father of Shealtiel. And it keeps going down. It says Abed was the father of Eliakim. Eliakim was the father of Azor. It keeps going. Eliud was the father of Eleazar. Eleazar was the father of Mathan. Mathan was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, who is called the Messiah, and who was also the Son of God. So you got to look and notice the importance of fatherhood. And that's why that is the first commandment with promise. Honor your father and your mother, that you may have a long, good life in this land the Lord God is giving you. Deuteronomy said that honor your father and mother, you have a long, prosperous life. And so it's so very important to honor your father here on this Father's Day. And not only honoring them when they are alive, but also honoring their memory. And you know, when you meet with your children on Father's Day, it'd be good to talk about your father and how you honored them, and not talk bad about them or how they failed you miserably. Every one of us has an opportunity to be able to dishonor our fathers, because most everyone of us have had a father that may not have lived up or measured up to what they should have been. I mean, my dad, I never attended one of my ball games. I was an athlete in school. I played football, I played basketball, I played baseball. My dad, he never attended one of my games. I could be bitter about that. I don't remember my dad coming home and playing with me after school in the afternoon time. I could be bitter about that. I could be angry about that. I could talk about that. But I do remember my dad praying with me at night. I remember getting up in bed with my dad, or my dad coming to my bed, and I would say, Dad, would you tell me a story about when you were a little boy? And some of his stories he told hundreds of times. So I have those memories, and I have good memories of my dad loving me and always encouraging me and always promoting me and saying I was going to be a world evangelist, and loving my mother. I never saw my mother and my father get into a fight. I never heard them shout at each other. So I love my dad for what I love my dad for, and some of the things maybe he didn't do, then I'll just release all of that, but I will honor him. And Jean, you know, she could be angry or bitter toward her dad. She grew up in a very abusive home. Her dad was an alcoholic, and she lived in a place where there was a lot of upheaval there. He didn't attend her wedding, and he never attended our children's graduation. There's a lot of things that she could be angry and bitter about, but I don't hear her speak against her dad, because she honored her father. And the Bible said if we would honor our father, that we would have, things would go well with us. And I believe there's a lot of people today that things are not going well in their lives, and they're wondering, what is it? What have I done? I love Jesus with all my heart, and I'm serving Him. But it could be because of difficulties, or maybe not knowing your father, or maybe hatred developed against your father at an early age, or bitterness, that root of bitterness that is springing up. Maybe things are not going as well as they should because you are not giving honor, or have not giving honor to your dad. And so regardless of who they are, but there is an opportunity. And I'm going to lead you in that prayer of honor before I finish today. So you got to realize that honor is not only given when our father, our spiritual father, biological father, spiritual father is alive, but even after they're gone, we honor their memory. We talk to our children and our grandchildren about our fathers and the blessing of our fathers. Recently, I went back and read my dad's autobiography that he wrote back in 1965. And I just want to, in honor of my dad, Orb Clyde Gentry, O.C. Gentry, better known as O.C. Gentry, the original O.C., I just want to read a few excerpts from his book, just giving honor to him today as my biological dad. He said, in his book written in 1965, he said, I was born, talking about my dad, he said, I was born in the year 1907. My mother and father came from Mississippi in 1896 and settled in Texas, where there were 10 children. We had wagons in those days. There weren't any cars. My daddy saved enough money to pay down on a farm. He bought 220 acres from the railroad near Grove, Texas, which is near, not far from Paducah, Texas, and not too far from Lubbock, Texas, West Texas. He said the closest school was 10 miles away. We attended the Baptist church, and Papa made sure that we went to church every Sunday. We attended revival services that sometimes lasted till after midnight, even though we had to get up early in the morning and go back in the crop and in the crops in the fields. He said there was lots of singing and preaching. He said my papa bought a telephone office for $1,250. He got 175 telephone boxes and a switchboard. Anyone who wanted to have a telephone had to pay $1.50 a month. He said there weren't any radios, televisions, or newspapers. So he said my papa gave the news each evening over the switchboard. And some people would say, well, Pastor Dale, where did you get your radio gift? I guess it came from my grandpa Jim. He gave the news every afternoon over the 175 phones that he owned at the telephone office. My dad said his mother died in pneumonia when he was 17. He said she was a wonderful Christian woman. Her name was Jenny. My papa gave me an acre of cotton when it was all picked. I had a bale of cotton, which brought me $120. I bought a Model T car for $37.50. He said I wasn't able to fix it. I sold it for $10. A few years later, said I met my wife, Delia, who came to work on my dad's cotton farm, her and her family. And he said I fell in love in the cotton fields. And he said I borrowed money from my brother to marry Delia, and said we moved to Oklahoma where we got married, and he said we had our first child in 1934, Juanel. He said the Great Depression came. He said I had to work for 10 cents an hour. Every week I had to wait in long lines to get some commodities provided by the government. He said I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost in the late 30s. He said we moved back to Oklahoma, where my son Dale Wayne was born in Marlow, Oklahoma, in 1944. He said I was called to preach in 1947, and in 1949 we moved to Comanche, Oklahoma. God told me to move to Comanche and build a church. We started the church in the living room of our home, and eventually I built a cement block building. And my dad served, he said, I served as pastor for several years. And eventually, he said, I spent the rest of my life in preaching in jails and nursing homes. So he concluded that my dad concluded his book with these words. He said, we moved back to Comanche in 1962 and started doing evangelistic work and preaching at rest homes and jails. He said, I thank God for what he has done for me and how he has used me. Now I have got a son carrying on the gospel from church to church. Praise the Lord and amen. The end. So God is a generational God. And I'm doing what I can to keep the memory of my dad O.C. alive, because he was a wonderful dad. He taught me the ways of the Lord. He prayed that I would be a preacher even when I did not want to be a preacher. And today I honor him. I honor him, and I not only honored him when he was alive by going to see him. I remember the last few years of his life. I would drive about 200 miles, 150 to 200 miles one way to see him. One of the last times I ever saw my dad, I was able to, he was bedridden for the last year of his life. He lived to be 92 years old. I remember getting up in bed with him and praying in the Holy Ghost. I remember him blessing me and asking God to use me. So on this Father's Day, I still continue to honor my dad. Even though he's not alive, he's in heaven, I still honor his memory. And again, over the years, I've discovered that most people do not fare well in life who are bitter, resentful, or unforgiving toward their father. They simply do not do well in life because they do not honor their father. What did he say? The first command with promise, honor your father and your mother. Why? That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. There's some people say, well, I don't care about living long on the earth. But what did he say? The first part of that, he said that it may be well with you. Not only that you'll live long on the earth, but it may be well with you. And so today on this Father's Day, I declare there's no bond on this earth like the bond between a father and a son. And the role of a father with a son is the principle that God established from the beginning. God the Father and God the Son worked together to create the heavens and the earth. Jesus honored his Father, and the Father respected and complimented and endorsed and approved his Son. And then Jesus came to this earth. He became the prime example of a relationship between a father and a son, exemplified by his prayer to his Father, the Lord's Prayer. My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. A son having a conversation with his father, him acknowledging his father, hallowing his name, giving honor to him. And then, of course, the father affirming the son. When Jesus was about to go into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil 40 days and 40 nights, he went into the wilderness with this great trial he was about to face, with the words from his father ringing in his ears, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." The son declaring that he only says what he hears his father say, only does what he sees his father do. So the genealogy in the Bible is passed down from father to son, as I just read from Matthew chapter 1. Abraham, the father of Isaac, Isaac, the father of Jacob, Jacob, the father of Judah, and so forth and so on. And so Jesus came to become the true example of a relationship between a father and a son, of course, exemplified in the Lord's Prayer. So there's a lot of examples found throughout the Bible concerning a father and son relationship, a father and son and grandson relationship. The Bible said that Abraham dwelt in tents with Isaac, his son, and his grandson, Jacob, passing the blessing down from one generation to another. And of course, Satan hates the role of the father. As an angel, he could never be a true father. And Jesus said in John 8 that Satan is a murderer, and the father, he is a father, but he's the father of all lies. So he's out to destroy the role of the father in this nation. And, you know, we live in a society today that's determined to minimize the role of a father as much as possible. Hollywood carrying out evil schemes, portraying fathers having little sense to come out of the rain, portraying fathers as adulterers and murderers and hateful and abusing their children. It's been a long time since a movie series has come out since the true father was characterized in movies like Fathers Know Best, Father Knows Best. Now we live in what we are now calling a fatherless society. Children being adopted into a home where two androgynous people live, training them in the same way with the assistance of government schools that are now reinforcing that training. An all-out war against Christianity. One of our members is now being forced, if she teaches this year in California, she has to teach about the history of the LGBTQ movement and endorse it. And they're teaching it now in our public schools. Why is all of this happening? Because Satan desires to develop a neutral society, a fatherless society. And the Bible said, you know, Jesus honored his father, but our school system is trying to do away with the Word of God, with the Bible. And even Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God and created, and so they're trying to do away with creation. This war has been going on for a long time, but it's gone to a new level. And God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Then God said, let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth. And that is what happened. Then God said, let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place so the ground may appear. And that is what happened. And God called the dry ground and land and the waters seas. Then God said, let the land sprout with vegetation. Then God said, let light appear into the sky to separate the day from the night, and it happened. God made two great lights, the larger one. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, the larger one to govern the day and the smaller one to govern the night. He also made the stars. And God set all of these lights on the earth to govern the day and to govern the night. Then God said, let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. And it happened. And then God said, let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind, male and female. Then God said, let us make human beings in our own image. They will rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. We live in a society where young men and young ladies are changing their sex, having sexual operations where they're neither male nor female. And that is the work of the enemy, to try to develop and create in this society a neutral society. So God created human beings in his own image, male and female. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and reproduce the earth. And so that is the way that it was. And that's the way it was. And has been a young man growing up and taking a wife, and the two becoming one, the man leaving his father and mother, clinging to his wife, and that couple having children, and then those children having children, and those children having children. That's the way God created it. But Satan has come in to attempt to destroy the father figure. You know, young men are waiting later and later to get married. And so many couples are living together without getting married, and sometimes having illegitimate children. In fact, 41% of all the children that are being born today in America are fatherless children. They may have a father, but they're illegitimate children. And so there is a crisis in this nation. And the root of the problem is a fatherless society where fathers are being dishonored. And we have, you know, most athletes today, when they talk about their family, they talk about their mother or their grandmother. They have very little to say about their father because we have so many absentee fathers who simply become a breeding ground but will not take responsibility for their children. 15 million families in America today are living without a father in the home. Only one out of three children in America have a father living in the home. So where have all the fathers gone? You know, when I was growing up as a boy, I never knew anyone in my class that did not have a father in the home. I did not know anyone. All of my classmates had a father in the home. I thought it was a normal thing. And then my world was kind of shattered when I had a friend named George, and I found out that his mother and father were getting a divorce, and he was living in just a one-parent home. I'd never seen that before. I'd never experienced that before. But today, we have a society that's calling it the new norm. I declare it's not the new norm. And it's happening today because so many children do not have a father live in the home, and it's creating a society of bitterness and anger. And, you know, they say that most men in prison today, over 90% of those in prison today were those that did not grow up in the home of a father. The father plays such an incredible role in the life of a son and the life of a daughter. And so today we have a society, a fatherless society, and we have an attack from the devil to try to keep children from blessing their father. But the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. The blessing in life comes from your father. The father, God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you, and then you're going to be a blessing. You're going to pass down the blessing to your son Isaac, and he will pass the blessing down to his son Jacob, and so forth and so on. And so today, I just want to honor all of you fathers. And I believe the success in life comes from the blessings of the Father. And I was called to preach in a church where I honored my spiritual father. In fact, before he died, I was eligible to receive the blessing from him. He laid his hands on me and blessed me. My spiritual dad blessed me, O.C. Gentry. My spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, he blessed me, laid his hands on me. And then there came a day that I had no father that was alive, but he wanted me to keep the father memory alive, which I have done. And there came a day I had no father, no biological father, no spiritual father, but he just told me to go out and be a father. And I'm thankful today to be a biological father and a spiritual father. And for the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 4:15, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you do not have many fathers. There are not very many fathers who will teach us about Christ and the things of the Lord. So, you know, Timothy had some teachers. His mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois taught him, but he needed a father, so a spiritual father. So Timothy got a spiritual father. His name was Paul, and Paul blessed him. So it's important to have a biological father or a spiritual father, or both. And so we have a fatherless generation today, and people that do not have a true spiritual father or pastor or a biological father, they have, and one that, you know, a person that has no father, no spiritual father, they really have no name, no identity, no heritage, no inheritance. No name, no identity, no heritage, no inheritance. They have many brothers, but maybe not a father. And so I just pray today that every one of us will have a father, a spiritual father that we are able to honor today. And a father, you know, a father walks through wilderness, floods, storms, tornadoes, fires, loneliness, sleepless nights, endures sickness, disease, misunderstandings, persecution, so that he can leave an inheritance not only to his children, but his spiritual sons and daughters, digging out a well of blessing they can drink from. And today, I want to bless all of you. I want to bless my biological children, and I want to bless my spiritual sons and daughters as well. I'm asking God to bless you. I bless my biological grandchildren, because I know that God is a generational God. And I'm also blessing all of my spiritual children and grandchildren today. And before Devin and Rhonda Kinzer come to receive the tithe and offering and speak a blessing upon the fathers, I've asked them to pray for the fathers. I'm going to have my spiritual grandson Leland to come and sing a song that I helped him write. And you know, Gene and I, after today's service, we're going to take off a few weeks. Most of you know that I've been experiencing some health challenges for the past 8 weeks. I've had several tests, and I just feel like, Gene, I feel like we need to take time off, let our bodies rest, and I need to get some more medical attention and give myself some rest. We just feel like it's time to do that. We have a great team that can carry these things on. And I'm also going to write my book, my autobiography entitled Only One Life. Only One Life. It's a story of my life, and I feel like that I need to pass my story on. Stories that I've never told at Breakout Radio Church, and maybe not even in church services, I want to put in writing. And I talked about this 3 or 4 years ago. My spiritual grandson, Leland Moore, helped write a song and recorded a song called Only One Life. And this is what I'm going to write my book about. And I just want to pray and bless all of you dads to know that only one life, that's all you have. And make sure that you love your kids and your grandkids and make your life count for him. So I'm going to, Leland's going to come and sing, and then Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer is going to come and give you an opportunity to give, and they're going to pray for you today. Okay, Leland Morin's coming. This is a story about my life. We have only one life, and it soon will pass.
Jesus, you can use me, Lord.
Okay, here's Delvin. Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer. Thank you, Delvin.
Thank you, Dale. Good morning, Breakout Radio Church, and happy Father's Day. It is a pleasure and an honor to be a part of Breakout Radio Church today as we honor fathers and remember those who are earthly fathers and all their wonderful contributions to our lives and our spiritual fathers as well, those who poured their lives into us. And so it's a beautiful day today to honor our fathers today on this Father's Day. God is so good, and his mercies are just so wonderful. And it's just finding the words to say are difficult sometimes. But all we need to say is thank you, Jesus. So let's prepare your offerings for Breakout Radio Church today. This ministry is funded and supported by our faithful listeners and those who are faithful members of Breakout Radio Church. And so as you prepare your offering today, let's pray. Rhonda?
Father, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us your perfect example of being a father when you sent Jesus and you showed us how much you loved us. And so, Lord, we give you honor and we give you praise today. Lord, everyone who is sowing their tithe and their offering today, we pray that you would bless them. Lord, that you would pour out upon them a blessing that would overtake them. Lord, we love you and we thank you that you are the one who gives increase. You're the one who gives promotion. So, Lord, we give to you today with a cheerful heart, knowing, Lord, that we're giving into good soil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So now we just receive the tithes and offerings today. If you're listening on bpnradio.com, click the donate button, and you can give your tithes and offerings there. If you send them to us, do it to Breakout, make your checks to Breakout Ministries. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Again, the number is P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And God bless you for your giving today. Dale, happy Father's Day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so very, very much, Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer. We appreciate you guys. And Delvin and Rhonda, they're going to be ministering next Sunday. Both of them are great preachers, and they've been working with us now for the past 3 years, and so delighted to have them with us at bpnradio.com and also Breakout Radio Church, Breakout Ministries. And Delvin and Rhonda will be leading the church services for the next several weeks while Gene and I take some much-needed time off, and they'll be preaching some. And we'll also have some of our other friends, our church members, that will be preaching as well. It's going to be, the services are going to be great, and you can continue to pray for Gene and I during our time off. And we're just so very, very thankful for the people that are faithful supporters of Breakout Radio Church. And, you know, Gene and I cannot overexpress our gratitude for people's faithfulness to give. And, you know, Breakout Radio Church, we're traveling very, very little, and because we're giving our efforts to Breakout Radio Church, and, you know, it's supported by the members of Breakout Radio Church, and, you know, we're grateful, aren't we, Gene?
Yes, we are. We're very thankful for all of you and your faithfulness to give and sow into this ministry. You're such a blessing, and we're just so thankful and grateful for you.
Yes, we are. We got married as teenagers, but we learned the principle. We learned the principle taught by my mom and dad of the tithe. The tithe the first 10% does not belong to us. It belongs to God. And so it's not ours. And we give that first 10% where we receive our spiritual food. And if Breakout Radio Church is your church, and Dale and Gene Gentry, your pastors, we encourage you to make your checks payable to Breakout Radio Church or to Breakout Ministries, excuse me, Breakout Ministries, and send it in. Or, of course, you can go to the donate button. And we're so very, very thankful and grateful. We encourage you to continue, even while Gene and I are away from the pulpit these next few Sundays. We encourage you to continue to support with your tithes and your giving. And we bless you in Jesus' name. We bless you. And we have proven this principle all of these years, 58 years. That's a long time, isn't it? 58 years. We've never missed a car payment, a house payment. Somehow God just blesses us because we are faithful to give that 10%. And some people say, well, you can't afford to do that. But our principle is you can't afford not to.
That's right. God is faithful. If we give, He gives back to us.
Yeah, He does. It's not it's not just a one-time thing, but it's a practice that we make over the years, and we're grateful. We want to thank all of you that are so faithful to give. God bless you, and we're thankful. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, you can be. All you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, and there is a membership link there that you can fill out and submit. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, and we'll be praying for you and helping you any way that we possibly can. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're gonna bless all of you fathers. Father Gene and I just set ourselves in agreement right now in the name of the Lord. We just bless all of the dads here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah. And some of you may feel like, hey, I haven't been a very good dad or a very good father, but we declare that you know, you can always make up for lost time in Jesus' name. And we bless you right now, all of you dads. We encourage all of you that have a father on this earth. If you live near them, you could bless them, give them a call, send them a text or an email. And maybe you don't even have a relationship with them. We'll still honor them some way. You might even sit down, write them a letter. And just want to encourage all of you that may feel anger or resentment toward your dad because maybe of how you were treated growing up. This would be a wonderful time of just forgiving. You say, what do I do? Just call your dad's name and just say, Lord, I forgive my dad. What he did to me, how he treated me, maybe how he abandoned me, maybe how he treated my mom. This will be a good day of forgiveness. You say, well, it's too late. My dad has already died. No, it's never too late. You could just say, call his name in prayer and just say, God, forgive me, and Dad, forgive me. This would be a good day of forgiving. Maybe you don't even know who your dad is, but just say, Lord, whoever my dad was, whoever helped create me and bring me into this world, I just bless them, I forgive them, and I ask that you bless them, and I ask that you forgive them. It's time to get things right. Time to get things right. If you have any good memories at all of your father, just focus on that memory today. That would be wonderful. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. And just say, I do have a good memory. I'll dwell on that memory. And Dad, I forgive you. Whether on this earth or they're already gone, call their name and just say, Dad, I forgive you. I release you in Jesus' name. And if your dad has been a blessing to you, keep his memory alive, even if he's gone. As I shared a memory about my dad today, just to talk to your kids or your grandkids about your dad. And if you don't know Father God, this would be a good time to accept him. All you have to do is call upon him. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So would you repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. And if you accepted the Lord, if we can help you, you let us know. And just go to breakoutradiochurch.com. Get all of our information. Don't forget that this service will be, we'll have another service at 10 a.m. this morning and 8 p.m. tonight. And then every day this week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on bpnradio.com. And don't forget, every Sunday on bpnradio.com, we have 18 hours of preaching. Our pastor, Bill Hart, he's next. He'll be preaching next on bpnradio.com. And then, of course, throughout the day, we have some openings. If any of y'all would like to preach on BPN Radio, if you'd like to be included in the lineup, you can certainly do that by contacting Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. He'll give you all the information. Oh, I'm excited about working for him. Aren't you, Gene?
Yes.
We've been doing it 52 years full-time, and I'm so thankful we have the privilege to be on this earth. We only have one life. And thank you. I know you're going to be helping me write my book, and our granddaughter, Brittany Greenlee, as well. And we just encourage everybody to have a wonderful day.
Yes,
we
do.
Go out and have a wonderful day, a wonderful Father's Day.
Yes. We're so thankful for all of our Breakout family, and we just trust that you have a blessed day, whatever you're doing, and know that we love you.
We love you very much. God bless you. Have a wonderful Father's Day.